Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on boomerangs. It's coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Station.
Oh, yeah, I think that farming should all be done by hand. And when I see your tractor, I want to hoe your land.
I want to hoe your land. I want to hoe your land.
Yeah, you got that combine. Bitch, I don't understand if you burnt a heathen, you'd let me hoe your land.
Please let me hoe your land. I want to hoe your land.
And when I'm hoeing, I feel holy inside. But John Deere tractors are forbidden. I can't ride. I can't ride. I can't ride.
My mule sure is something. Don't cost no 20 grand. Then I feed him carrots. He helps me plow my land.
He helps me plow my land. He helps me plow my land.
And when they're plowing, we feel happy. Outside. I used to have another mule, but he died. He died. Yes, he died.
You English met your tractors, you'll surely all be damned. If you weren't so lazy, you'd go and hoe your land.
Now go and hoe your land. Please go and hoe your land. You'd better hoe your land.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, and my gosh, we've got another one being thrown into the fray.
Yeah.
One of our favorite people, Tom.
Oh, there he is. The handsome factor is way up. It's comedian Greg Warren, the man behind the current special on Nateland Television. It is called The Champ, and he is right there. Let's see him on the big screen. Hello, sir. How are you today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, guys. How's it going?
You're our champ, Greg.
Yes.
So good to see you.
What did you say, Christy?
I said you're our champ.
Oh, thanks, Christy.
Congratulations on the special, on the New York Times article.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah. Tell me about the New York Times article, Josh.
Greg has a New York Times article.
I saw it sitting at my grandma's place. It was spread out. It said six specials worth watching over Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. Him, Birbiglia. It's awesome. Greg Warren, the champ.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you, Willie.
Are they aware? Are they aware of how you and I often object to the crossword puzzle answers in the New York Times? Now that you've been written up in there, should we?
No, I. In fact, I might need to quell some of that talk for a while.
Don't burn this bridge because you're mad at Will Shorts. Everything's gonna be fine.
Oh well, there was a connections thing last week. Wrong, false, fake. Sorry, are you doing connections or just Wordle?
Well, I do the crossword puzzle, Tom. That's it? I'm a traditionalist. Yeah, okay. I have dabbled in some of these hobby type stuff that you do.
Lesser is the word you're looking for.
Toilet games, really?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It's Tom, why don't you just pick up a Highlights magazine and do some of that?
Find the apple.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Greg Warren's special. That is really nice that the New York Times said one of the great things to watch this summer. That's really cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's apparent to me Josh didn't read it, but that's cool.
No, I just saw your email and then quickly unsubscribed. But no, I read it. It said very nice things.
Like what?
It said that it starts off with...
his name?
Hey, fishing fishing cheerleaders. Now, that's a strong premise. And then it goes on from there.
Okay.
It says that Greg likes to exaggerate and play dumb, but he's really quite funny and smart. And, I read the whole thing.
He did read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did read it. Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, man. It was a good article.
Now, your family members get a look-see at that thing, Greg?
Yeah. They did. I think, my dad did. He was impressed by it. My dad, it's hard with this special because, we put it on Nate's YouTube channel. And you're somewhat nervous that first couple days when it comes out. You know, make sure everything's right up there and all that. And I'd gotten a few comments and people told me it was good and all that thing. And my dad called me, he goes, well, it's not on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it is, Dad. He goes, no, it's not. It's not up there. I mean, the trailer's there. That's probably what you're thinking about. It's the trailer's there, but it's not on YouTube. He goes, Jill tried to find it too. She can't find it. And then, there's just that 1% of me that's like, oh my God, something's messed up here. And then I'm like, no, he just, I don't know what he's doing.
I see. But he's got to be proud. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, he's very supportive. Yeah. Did you guys get to see him at the taping?
I did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, always a pleasure. And I know he said something hilarious after the taping that evening that you and I discussed.
I overheard him saying it to my friend Howie. And I didn't, it was right after, sort of a vulnerable moment after you tape your special, and I overheard him saying something. He's a coach, so he has to compare everything, and I think he's like, it was good. I mean, I think the peanut butter thing was better, but
the last special.
He may have been talking about the peanut butter thing relative to where the field corn grows, because he never really liked that special. He's let me know. It's fine, really? But it's not... Yeah. I always liked that one, but
my dad was the same way. He always, hey, nice job, but you flubbed that one.
The first,
they can't help themselves.
Oh, it's that passive aggressive love. That's not
very passive aggressive.
The first time my dad ever saw me do stand up, he was like, "Yeah, good stuff," and I was like, "Yeah." There was kind of that heckler moment. I didn't know what to do, and he goes, "Yeah, you're in the headlights up there." I've been doing this a year.
That's what dads are for. Keep you humble.
Yeah, it is.
Greg, one of my neighbors saw you live and then has watched the special, and I cannot get him to walk by my house without looking at me and going, boy, that Greg Warren, he's right about CVS. He's right. He really latched on to one of your bits, and he thought you really nailed it.
Hey, Josh, when I'm right, I'm right.
It's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So make sure you watch the special to find out exactly what Greg has to say about
it's
CVS.
It's very correct. Okay, now, have you delved into a topic for us today, Greg?
Yeah. I thought it'd be a good time for us to all learn about boomerangs.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah.
Boomerangs.
Originated in, I'm going to say, Australia.
Yeah, it's unclear. Australia, ancient Europe, and North America, and Asia all had them.
Oh, okay.
There's where Poland is now. There's they found one that was dated back like 23,000 years ago.
So it took a while to find it because it never came back.
Yeah, yeah. The Polish boomerang had wheels.
I didn't think of that, buddy.
Well, you can take that. $40 and it's yours.
Yeah, it's outstanding. The one thing I need to make clear, guys, and I learned several things here, is there are returning and non-returning boomerangs. Oh. They don't all come back.
By definition, a boomerang had to come back.
Right. Yeah, they took some liberties with that phrase. Most of the original boomerangs were non-returning. They were, they're like, you know, when your girlfriend says she's going to the convenience store to buy some lotto tickets, she ain't coming back. No, it's they were called throwing sticks, or in Australia, kylies is what they were, hunting sticks, a little heavier. They used them to hunt emus and kangaroos, and it says here parrots too, which, ooh. I know, man.
You gotta be good.
You gotta be good, and why do you kill? I guess some of those parrots got a kind of a smart mouth,
so right? Maybe that's kind of,
yeah. Yeah, I don't even know if they ate the parrots there. But you need to shut up about that, Steve. and this is, I'm not good with physics or anything physics related, and I don't understand science that well. So I really was trying to delve into like how they work. And on these reports, when I can't figure it out, there's a site that's like Kids Encyclopedia Facts. So I went there. And I still didn't get it. But I did find this one thing that sort of explained it, why the boomerangs that do come back. You know when you're canoeing with somebody and one person is canoeing stronger than the other person or uh-huh. harder than the other person, and that's when you turn?
Uh-huh.
It's like that. One of the arms is going slower than the other arm, so that's why it sort of comes back in an elliptical shape.
Wow.
Does that make sense at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, that made a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best I could find. They are the ones that come back, the returning boomerangs, they are convex on top and flat on the bottom. They are a large surface area in relation to weight, elliptical flight path, spins 8 to 11 times a second.
Ooh. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty quick, right?
Were they ever used as weapons in war?
Yes. Yeah, they used them in hand-to-hand combat. Whoa. So, like, guy would just hit you. They have a lot of uses. They would use them as percussion instruments. Like,
what?
Kind of like clapsticks.
All right.
Yeah, and also to bludgeon fish close to the surface.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and they would use them to dig, and they were used as fire starters.
Wow.
It's like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much. One article said that, Jess. One article said they were like the Swiss Army knife. So
if you start a fire with it.
Then you don't have a boomerang.
Then you're there.
No. Like more of that, like flint. Like
yeah.
You.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I thought you burned it.
Yeah, just take a lighter and light it.
Well, yeah, anything wooden, Tom, is technically a fire starter.
But if it's a weapon, you throw it at the guy, and he ducks, and it comes right back and kills you, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Well, he ducks. Well, no. Comedically, he ducks and then stands back up and says, "You missed me," and then it hits him in the back.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that's a good day.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We used to make them at my camp.
What?
Oh, that's fine.
Really?
Like a balsa
yeah,
wood or something?
Yeah, but there's a different kind of boomerang. Instead of being the one bent thing, it's you make it's like a cross.
Yeah, yeah. There's a four pronged boomerang. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then you would shave the ones. They were so cool, and they really worked.
Right. Okay,
you'd
boomerang.
Heave them, they'd come right back.
When Tom says he used to make them at camp, they had the immigrant children. They were paid minimum wage to make boomerangs for them. Right? Isn't that how
presented to dinner?
I
yeah.
traded a lanyard to little Habu.
Oh, I wish you didn't name him.
A Jimbo.
Yeah.
They were reference for you guys.
I missed it, man. I missed
no,
it.
No, you didn't.
Never mind.
I've read a few Hemingway books.
Read In Our Time and get back to me. It's the best one.
Okay, it's the best one. Yeah, I missed that one.
Professor
Farewell to Arms is the one I like.
Josh is just
Tom's never read it.
I read books.
Josh. The bullfighting one was okay.
The Sun Also Rises.
Overrated.
It's not overrated. It's wonderful.
Old Man in the Sea. Terrible.
No. A wonderful story of man versus nature.
Boring.
You don't love the Old Man in the Sea, given the whole old man thing.
And you love the sea. You sail. Remember.
I may have to reread.
Yeah.
it was the sea he had a problem with.
If it was the old man in Lake Michigan, it'd be your favorite book.
If he goes put a spinner grub to Beaver Island, then I'd be into it. I'm sorry.
That's Old Man in the Seaward.
They found 2,000 boomerangs in King Tutankhamun's tomb.
Boy, that's a fan.
Returning and non-returning. Mm. Yeah,
you're a collector.
You can't take them with you, Tutankhamun.
He tried.
When I was a kid, this is how dumb I. You guys have anything that you just really got wrong as a kid? I thought I thought they would like throw a boomerang and it would hit a rabbit or whatever, and then it would carry the rabbit back to you in the hook.
Wow. Oh. That is one dumb kid.
It is real dumb. And when I say kid, right around 27, I think is what I figured. Yeah. This is the part where I was hoping one of you guys would say, you did some dumb stuff too when you were a kid. But
I thought chipmunks were baby squirrels till like 6 years ago. I said it on air and here. I got made fun of. It was a whole thing. They don't have tails, Willie, on Twitter. Yeah. I thought they grew the tail when they were 13.
Did you ever have a boomerang, Greg?
No, we never had one. But I've got a Nerf boomerang in the trunk of my car for my nephews. And apparently those things work amazing.
Dude, they're awesome. They're awesome. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes. They're so fun.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. But when you throw it, I saw a video of a guy, like you throw it vertical, actually.
Really?
And then it goes to its side and oof.
It's almost like a pistol grip, Christy. You hold it almost like a pistol and you throw it vertically and then it sort of flattens out.
I thought you threw like a frisbee, kind of.
So did I. Yeah. So did I.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, yeah, you'll love it.
And there was a song called "My Boomerang Won't Come Back."
Oh my gosh, you've played that for us before.
Yes.
That sounds great.
It's not. It has not aged well.
Is it creepy?
It's astonishingly unwoke.
Okay. Oh yeah. Don't play it, guys. I want you guys to have a job.
I'll see if I can find it.
No. Go ahead. So what they would do? He's going to try and play it, isn't he?
Okay. Yeah. Just hang up. Your move here is to hang up.
Yeah. Pretend that your connection dropped.
You're in trouble. Yeah. This is the beginning of it.
I'm not a part of this.
Thanks,
Greg.
In the bad lands of Australia, many years ago.
I don't know this is the version you play.
I think it is.
I'm having a big powwow.
We got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of yours.
It's important to remember, that's a white guy. Never forget.
Yeah.
That man grew up in Manhattan, Kansas.
His name was Glenn. Really, really white.
The chorus is, my boomerang won't come back. Apparently.
A novelty.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't remember it was that.
Gee, look at the time.
Oh, yeah, we got to check out. Greg Warren, you plug the special for me, won't you?
You want somebody, me to?
No, I wanted Josh to.
Hmm. Oh, well, okay. Next time, address me by name.
Yeah, it's the champ.
A real son of a bitch this morning.
The Nate Land YouTube. And much like a boomerang, Greg will not be returning next week.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.